This is Ozarks at Large. Circle of Life Hospice has been a presence in Northwest Arkansas in some form for nearly two decades. And as Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas reports, the organization is continuing to grow.
Born 20 years ago, Circle of Life Hospice did not open its own inpatient facility until 2006. At that time, it was the first freestanding inpatient home in Washington and Benton counties. That Springdale home serves its community well, but Circle of Life saw a growing need in Benton County, breaking ground on a home near Crystal Bridges in 2011. Though not set to open until early next year, Mary McKinney, Chief Executive Officer with Circle of Life, agreed to give me a tour of the building, still under construction. She began by telling me about the increased need for hospice care, both nationwide and locally.
But also the demographics of Benton County, the residents will have a need for all 24 inpatient beds.
As the population grows.
As the demographics, you know, show us that the 64 and above age group will more than double in the next 20 years. And the majority of people that hospice serves are of that age, although they're the majority, they aren't the only age groups that we serve. We serve all age groups, infants through, 100 plus years of age.
She says they want to grow into the building. This expansion is proactive versus reactive. The 24-bed facility will take the place of an 8-bed temporary facility, located just across the street from the new one in a neighborhood called Legacy Village, a realization of Northwest Arkansas Senior Services. The neighborhood consists of assisted living homes and maintenance-free homes. McKinney says Circle of Life, or Circle, fits in just perfectly.
So it really is a senior living area meets the needs of all of us as we mature. And then, of course, hospice is more of the end-of-life care for people.
She refers to hospice care as a service that provides quality of life as the person enters the end of their life. Prior to opening an inpatient home, Circle provided care in patients' own homes. And over 80% of their patients still are in their own homes. Ryan Langston, Circle's Director of Operations, says an inpatient home provides different and more extensive services.
There are certain patients that just have symptoms or pain that just can't be controlled in that setting. And so those patients come to us, again, less than 20% of those patients here in the IPU, and that's where we take care of them. They have 24-hour nursing care. The physician usually rounds every day. And just all aspects of that care is met here in the IPU for those who qualify.
As the director of operations, the 40,000 square foot construction project is kind of Langston's baby.
One of the neat things about this building is we had a blueprint to work from. We knew what didn't work and what did work. And so when we built Springdale, we didn't have that. And so what's been real neat about this project is the ability to really get it right. And so we're very optimistic that this will serve everyone very well and proud of it.
Most of the changes patients wouldn't notice, increasing efficiency for staff and whatnot. But one change will improve the comfort of some patients.
So what are some of those things that you did differently in this facility?
Well, let's go right around this corner and I'll show you just one thing that we added, something we actually hope to add to our Springdale campus one day in the near future. And that is a patient loading and unloading area. Right now that is an open space and Springdale, but this facility actually has a garage, if you will. It'll have a garage door that can go up. The ambulance can back in. A garage door can be shut if weather conditions require that. And we can unload the patient very comfortably. So, and this is the garage space right here. So we're real excited about this feature as an added benefit.
No one likes to get out into the weather, especially when not feeling well. Both facilities have full-size commercial kitchens to provide meals for patients, equipped to grant any wish. Thanks to community support, these kitchens also make Meals That Matter, a program that feeds a patient's friends and family who are visiting in the home. The building's two pods surround the kitchen. Langston takes us into one of them.
So this is actually pod two right here, and this area right back here, the canteen area, is where the Meals That Matter program is served that Mary was just speaking about. The laundry room I spoke of is actually right there. But then you see this nice, wonderful living space. So patient family members can come out here if they want to have a place to watch TV, or if they need a place to sit down, they can do that here.
See, Circle of Life doesn't just provide care for a patient. They also give support to friends and family members. Each patient room opens into this living area, providing both privacy and community. Recognizing a comfort found in nature, each room also has a private patio, with doors wide enough to fit a hospital bed through. What can we expect to see in a patient's room?
That's a great question. This patient room, a few elements of it. First off is the full-size bathroom. There'll be a little kitchenette, thank you. Kitchenette right here, complete with sink. It'll have a mini fridge as well as a microwave above. And some cabinet space to store items. Over on this wall, we'll have an armoire that will provide a place for patients to store clothing. And on top of that will be a wall-mounted TV. And so that patient will be able to watch TV if they're able to. And then, of course, on this wall back here is where the actual patient bed will go. And then other parts that are in here will include some table and chairs for family members.
Providing the ability for someone to stay with their loved one, each room will have a sleeper sofa. Mary McKinney, Circle's CEO, says that this inpatient facility allows staff and caregivers to provide what is important to that family and to the patient. She uses herself as an example.
I love the birds. And so I would want a bird feeder outside my window. And usually the patient never requests anything, but the staff ask the questions of, you know, what do you like? What do you like when you're at home? Is there a certain type of music you like to listen to? You enjoy the birds? Is there a certain type of food you would like us to prepare for you? So every patient gets that, not a cookie cutter experience, but the individualized care. We like to say at Circle of Life, in fact, our tagline is the rest of your life lived.
Maximizing that period of time for someone, giving them the things that are so important, maybe a special meal or a special experience.
One gentleman we brought in, he said he hadn't missed a Razorback opening game in 60 years. And so he really wanted to live for that opening season game. It's been 3-4 years back. And our physician knew that that probably wasn't going to be possible. So we rallied and got Coach Burles and some football players to come in and call the Hogs and have photographs. And that was so important to that gentleman. And in fact, he passed away the next day.
The average stay in a Circle home is 6 or 7 days. McKinney says that it comes down to education in order to extend that length of stay.
So they know what their choices are, and they make their choice. I would never want to see hospice a mandated choice, but I do feel that we all could improve on educating the community at what hospice is, because too often we rely only on the physician to make that recommendation to say, hey, you know what? In fact, for me, they said, hey, Mary, you know, you all need to make a decision. You're going to choose to prolong your mother's life or prolong her death. And that's when I asked the question, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And we were literally in the ninth inning. We didn't have 2 strikes, 2 outs, but we were close to the ninth inning. My mother would have benefited more if she went on our service 5-6 months sooner.
When faced with the inevitable, she says we need to ask if hospice care is something to consider for the benefit of the patient. As a community, we often associate hospice care with cancer, but that isn't always the case. Hospice is for anyone that has less than 6 months to live. And as McKinney mentioned earlier, Circle helps patients of any age, from infancy to 100. Less than 50% of the patients Circle serves are cancer patients. And the support doesn't stop when a patient passes. Circle of Life offers many grief programs for friends and family. There is nothing clinical about this building. When you walk into the foyer, you are greeted with bright light from large windows and awesome high wood beam ceilings. The chapel to the left of the lobby is warm and welcoming. When the Bentonville Circle of Life home opens next year, it truly will be a home. Circle of Life is a registered nonprofit, and they have 2 upcoming opportunities to donate. If they can raise a certain amount of funds by October 15th, they will receive a $500,000 matching grant from the Mabee Foundation in Tulsa. And November 17th brings the 12th Annual Voyage Gala. For more information, nwacircleoflife.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.